Today's scripture is from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of Mark, verses 14 through 29, the story of the beheading of John the Baptist. Now, King Herod heard about all this, for Jesus' name had become well known. Some were saying, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and that is why the miraculous powers are at work in him. And others said, Jesus? He is Elijah. And still others claimed, he is a prophet, like one of the prophets of long ago. But when Herod heard this, he said, John, the man I beheaded, has been raised from the dead. For Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested and had him bound and put in prison. He did this because Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married, for John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And so Herodias nursed a grudge against John and wanted to kill him. She was not able to, because Herod feared John and protected him, knowing him to be a righteous man. When Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled. And yet, he liked to listen to him. But finally, the opportunity came. On his birthday, Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and military commanders with the leading men of Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleaded with Herod and his dinner guests. The king said to the girl, ask me for anything you want, and I'll give it to you. And he promised her with an oath, whatever you ask, I will give you, up to half my kingdom. She went out and asked her mother, what shall I wish for? The head of John the Baptist, she answered. At once the girl hurried in to the king with the request, I want you to give me right now the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was greatly distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse her. So he immediately sent orders to the executioner to bring John's head. The man went, beheaded John in the prison, and brought back his head on a platter. And he presented it to the girl, and she gave it to her mother. On hearing of this, John's disciples came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.